Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. This Sunday in the church year is known as St. Michael and All Angels. On this Sunday, we take special time to thank God for His gift of angels. In an age where angels are often misunderstood, it is good to hear what the Bible has to say about these ministering spirits who do God's bidding. The Lord created the angels during the 6 days of creation. Everything that God made was very good. But we are told some angels rebelled against God. In Revelation chapter 12, it says, "The dragon, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, led many angels to rebel against God. They became evil angels." It says that God cast them out of heaven. They are the demons, Satan's army that opposes God and His works, and they work to counteract and undermine God's holy works. But there is an army that opposes Satan and his evil angels, the heavenly hosts, the holy angels, led by the archangel Michael. The main reason angels exist is to worship and praise God. This is also the first reason we exist. Since the angels worship God, they glorify Jesus and His work for our salvation. The angels rejoice in our salvation. Jesus said, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." From the Bible, we see the angels' important role in the history of our salvation. They were the ones who announced to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Angel means messenger. The angels were messengers of the gospel at three great moments in the history of our salvation: the birth of Jesus, His resurrection, and His ascension. This world is a dangerous place. And I'm not talking just about the bully down the street or an accident waiting to happen. It's dangerous because the devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil hates God, and so he also hates Christians. He does everything that he can to make us lose hope. The history of the Christian church in the Bible shows the attacks on believers. But we also learn how God sends His angels to help. God sent His angel and shut mouths of the lions, so Daniel was not hurt. And the Lord sent His angel to rescue Peter from prison. And so we see that the second purpose of angels is to guard Christians. If you belong to Jesus, if you are baptized and believe in Christ, He gives angels to protect you. As Scripture says, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." The holy angels protect us day and night. Psalm 121 says, "He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God uses the guardian angels to protect us even while we sleep. And what a comfort that is. We also know that the angels will serve us one final time when Jesus returns in glory. Jesus said the voice of the archangel will announce His coming, and all the angels will be with Him, and all the nations will be gathered before Him. Jesus will raise the dead, but the angels bring them before Him. The holy angels will separate the wicked from the just. For the unbelievers, this will be a terrible sight. However, these same angels will be a beautiful, comforting sight to every Christian. But you and I can sometimes be afraid of our death and judgment. This is really the devil's doing. Satan's name means accuser, and he accuses us of our sins to get us to doubt God's forgiveness. But you don't have to fear God's justice, because His justice for sins was satisfied with our Savior's death on the cross. The blood of Jesus silences all the devil's attacks. And this is why John writes in Revelation, "And they have conquered Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The blood of Jesus defeated the devil. Your sins are forgiven. And you have the word of His testimony, the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. You do not have to fear Judgment Day. For those who trust in Jesus, there is no fear, because Jesus is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world, yours and mine. And he promises eternal life to all those who believe in him. As we go through this life, God gives us the proper perspective. No matter what sounds we hear or troubles we face, God's message for us is clear. Don't be afraid, because you are not alone. And by the grace of God, we look forward to the happy day when the angels will bring us to be with our Lord Jesus forever. In heaven, we will no longer need the angels' protection. We'll join their everlasting worship of Christ and his kingdom that has no end. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.